This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, also all across the Caribbean and streaming live on the Internet and satellite all around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders working under bridges, thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Facebook page. Also, Twitter at Captain's America. And check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, as he always does, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, what a day, what a day, what a day. Attorney General Barr went over to the Hill to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee. And, of course, the hearings were combative, which is one word we could use. Attorney General Barr also condemned all the rioting at the much-anticipated House hearing. CNN's had a couple of choice things to say about it. But I want you to hear, first of all, what Attorney General Barr had to say. And this kind of sums it up. Here we go.
I now recognize Mr. Chabot.
Mr. Attorney General, would it be accurate to say that it's this administration's responsibility, and of course you're part of the administration, to see that federal laws are upheld and that the federal property is secure and safe and protected? Is that correct?
That's right, Congressman. They're sort of distinct missions. One mission is to enforce federal law. And by the way, the federal government is the sovereign of the United States. We have two sovereigns here in the United States, and we enforce the federal law all over the country. Every square foot of the country, we enforce federal law. The other is protecting federal property, and specifically U.S. courthouses, which are the heart of federal property in all 93 jurisdictions in the United States. And we have the obligation to protect federal courts, and the U.S. Marshals specifically have been given that obligation. Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland. We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
Says it all.
Absolutely right, Captain. Again, you know, to have to ask the question in this day and age, is it okay to go burn down federal courthouses. To even have to ask that question shows you how far we have slid. And the Democrats on the committee, the Democrat Party elite, they seem to be just fine with all of these violent acts, with these attacks on the police officers. You know, absolutely, they should come out and they need to condemn this. I haven't heard one word.
They keep calling them peaceful protests.
Well, they don't look too peaceful.
They have been long since hijacked by the radicals that are in the crowds that are in there to do nothing but cause trouble and destroy things and break things and do whatever they can to disrupt what's going on. That's exactly why they're there. There's no other explanation for it.
Well, exactly right. And I think people across the highways and byways, Captain, whether they identify as Republican or Democrat or Independent, they look at these things happening in our cities and they say, why is this going on? I don't think the Democrats are making huge gains with people that have common sense. It's anathema to the rest of us that this is allowed to go on and that it's questioned. In fact, Nadler was sitting there saying, well, you know, you've used tear gas and truncheons on U.S. citizens and all this kind of stuff. And whose side are they on?
Here is Nadler in his own words. Listen to this nonsense. This guy is a moron and a liar.
Okay. It shouldn't be a surprise that the topic of the election.
I didn't say I was surprised. I just asked if he'd done that. So as part of those conversations with the president's or as people about the reelection campaign, have you ever discussed the current or future deployment of federal law enforcement?
In connection with what?
In connection with what you just said, in connection with your discussions with the president or with other people around him of his reelection campaign, have you discussed the current or future deployment of federal law enforcement?
Well, as I say, I'm not going to get into my discussions with the president, but I've made it clear that I would like to pick the cities based on law enforcement need and based on neutral criteria.
But you can't tell me whether you discussed...
No, I'm not going to discuss what I discussed with the president.
Can you commit today that the department will not use federal law enforcement as a prop in the president's reelection campaign?
We are not using federal law enforcement.
I just want to close with this thought. You really can't hide behind legal fictions this time, Mr. Barr. It's all out in the open, where the people can see what you are doing for themselves. The president wants footage for his campaign ads.
Okay, that's Jerry Nadler, and Jerry Nadler is a liar extraordinaire. When we come back, I'll play the end of that. Kyle Warren will be right back with me. I mean, these people, they wouldn't know what the truth was if it turned around and hit them in the butt. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And indeed, you are listening to me, and this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, let me tell you something. I take Relief Factor religiously because of the situation that I'm in. I have arthritis, and arthritis can be very painful and debilitating to a lot of people. But because of the natural products that are in Relief Factor, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and pain. Now, it lowers and even eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, and whatever it is that you have going on. Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It is 100% drug-free. I like that. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins, and that's all good for you. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Now, it comes in individual packets, and it also will support your healthy joints and muscles as well. So, here's what you do. You go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and while you're there, take a look at the 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95, and for 3 weeks, you'll be able to take the capsules the way that you should, and you follow the instructions, and at the end of 3 weeks, you will know for sure, $20 is what it costs. You will know for sure what it's going to do for you, and if it works, then stay on it. I have, and it works for me, and I use it religiously every day. Occasionally, I can get by with taking it once a day, but most of the time, I take it twice a day. That's just me, and that's because of the arthritis. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to finish what Jerry Nadler had to say, and this is where he starts out laying out the Democratic program, and anything they accuse the other side of doing is something they themselves are doing. So pay close attention, folks, and listen to what's said here.
And you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors. In this moment, real leadership would entail de-escalation, collaboration, and looking for ways to peaceably resolve our differences. Instead, you use pepper spray and truncheons on American citizens. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives. Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Can I just say,
shame on you.
Can I just
My
say,
time has expired.
Now, his time expired before he started. Because, listen to this. The protesters are not mobs. They're mothers, veterans. Mayors curate real leadership, which entails de-escalation. What am I missing here? Because I kept seeing young people, lots and lots and lots of young people.
Well, yeah, I've missed where the moms are, you know, firebombing the federal courthouse. I'm missing where the moms and veterans, by the way, evidently, are shooting the fireworks at police officers.
Loaded with nails and screws and glass.
Right, exactly. So I don't know what Jerry Nadler is what channel he's watching here or something, but he's in a different world, it seems. And, of course, though, Captain, he is saying these things, as you mentioned. He's saying these things because that's what the Democrats are doing. They're sowing fear across the nation for obvious political purposes.
Correct.
There's just no doubt about that. And so they invited, or, you know, they wanted Barr to come to the Capitol Hill, but they didn't have any intention of actually asking him questions and talking about anything. They just wanted to bulldoze. They wanted to get their point across, which is an alternate reality. And it is just absolutely obvious what they are doing. And it's actually a disgrace what Jerry Nadler was doing today.
Now, this female representative out of Washington State, I don't know her name, I guess you do.
It's Pramila Jayapal. Yeah.
She says, I'm starting to lose my temper, as she turned around and chastised Mr. Barr. And then he tried to respond to something, because she did ask him a question. And then she goes, I'm talking now, and you have to listen to me, and you'll talk when I tell you.
Yeah, you know, that sounded so scripted to me, Captain.
Well, I heard it from several other people.
Yeah, I think, you know, she was waiting to do that, you know, and for the soundbite, because it becomes this viral soundbite. But I think that Attorney General Barr, while he was trying to explain things to them and answer the questions as best he could, you know, he showed great restraint, in my opinion. And I thought he did a great job doing that. And of course, he had to wait around, I think, for almost an hour before that whole thing to start today.
Well, because poor Jerry Nadler was in a car accident. Of course, he wasn't driving; his driver was, but he was in a car accident, so he had to regain his thoughts.
I suppose so, and we're glad nobody appears to be hurt. But even so, later on, Attorney General Barr said, "Can we take a 5-minute break?" Sounds like a reasonable request.
Sure.
Immediately, Nadler says no. He finally relented after some goading, basically. But I just think it shows the tone. It shows the tone of what these Democrat elite want to be able to do if they get real power. They want to rake everybody over the coals.
They're going to.
Yeah, because you might disagree. Agree with their idea.
Well,
so
we do.
You have to be destroyed.
We
yeah.
do not want to be a socialist country. We do not want to have communism come into the door and take everything that we've worked so hard for all our lives away from us, because it's going to. They're going to start with the guns. Then they're going to go after your bank accounts. They're going to go after your 401ks and your pension plans. Oh, for the good of the country, it's all going to go in one, and you're all going to get the same amount of money. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's just going to be heaven on earth. You know, it's just,
and that's what they're going to do. Yeah. That's what they're going to do, because they've done it everywhere else that they've tried to institute socialism or any form of communism. Now, here's the other thing. CNN must have been on another planet yesterday because they had a couple. They had kind of a bad day. They said that Attorney General Barr's falsehoods and fallacies undermine his own department. That was an opinion piece that they put out there on CNN.com. And then, did you happen to catch the president's press conference?
I was able to see a good portion of it, yes.
Did you see the female CNN reporter ask the question about the coronavirus and the cure or something like that, and she asked it, and she asked it again in such a way, and the president answered the question. He defended the fact that the pro-hydroxychloroquine doctor said the virus will have a cure, and those doctors that were out in front of the Supreme Court that were talking, you know, that challenged the establishment, so to speak, a whole bunch of doctors, and they were getting into it about that, and the president just said, okay, enough of this, turned around, done, he turned around and said, thank you, and walked away.
Right, well
yeah, and that was exactly because of the CNN reporter.
Well, right, and again, it's because anything to do with actual progress in this whole thing, I guess, is just verboten in the world of the loony left. Only because the crisis has to continue, it has to intensify, it has to again show fear across the nation for political purposes. And if again, you know, the American people, and especially in the American scientific realms, you know, we should be able to figure this thing out. And that's the kind of job that President Trump has. But the other people, I think, have a very different job.
And then of all things to have, you talk about disrespect for someone who had just passed away. Sheila Jackson Lee talked about John Lewis, talked about what he did back in 1963 and tried to throw it into modern day play. Listen to this nonsense.
Record a picture of Lewis and Clark History Department chair shot at protests in Portland. Ask unanimous consent. Place that into the record. John Lewis in 1963 said, we are tired about being beat by police. We're tired of being put in jail. We want our freedom now. Mr. Attorney General, in your remarks, you indicated that we've made great progress since that time. And you indicated that the killing of George Floyd was shocking. I disagree. It was outright cold-blooded murder on the streets of America, unfortunately by police misconduct. You seem to have a difficult time understanding systemic racism and institutional racism that has plagued so many. Mr. Attorney General, do you understand a black mother's or parent's talk to their child, to their son? Do you know what that is?
I think I do.
I don't know if you do, but Trayvon Martin, Ahmaud Arbery, Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, Sean Bell, and George Floyd. Black mothers and fathers have had to talk to their sons.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. We're going to come back and play it just like we did before. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Sheila Jackson Lee takes this way over the top. Has nothing really to do with why he's there, but she had to make a statement, and she did. But did it help the situation? I don't think it did. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, White House health experts are urging several states to scale back. Florida has set a new daily record for coronavirus deaths and added more than 9,000 new confirmed cases of the virus. But Governor Ron DeSantis said his state has been making progress.
If you look at the number of people that are considered cases and have tested positive, that's only a fraction of the number of people that have been infected.
Dr. Deborah Birx from the White House Coronavirus Task Force is once again urging governors in certain states to close bars and limit indoor seating.
You may have been exposed, and you don't want to bring the one that brings the virus home.
Four more Miami Marlin players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of Marlin team members infected to 15. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program always brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to their website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code, and the computer will ask you if you want to speak to a representative or if you want to get a quote, whatever you want to do. And I would suggest perhaps checking out to see if they can save you some money with your car or your truck insurance or maybe your boat or your RV or your ATV or your motorcycle or whatever it is that you're driving around on, because you might be able to save a lot of money. Now, that's number one. Number two, if you have homeowners insurance or renters insurance, you'll also be able to save on that too, because guess what? They offer a bundle with your homeowners or your renters insurance along with the vehicle you're driving, which will save you money. So go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code and do all that sort of stuff. If you want to speak to an agent, that's fine. They'll tell you how to do that. But you can get a quote right there online, and you'll know what's going on. And just maybe, you'll be able to save money like I have for the past 14 years. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to play the rest of Sheila Jackson Lee, because she really goes off the deep end, and I believe that she totally disrespected the memory of John Lewis by continuing the way she did, talking about the things she was talking about, which really don't have any bearing to why the Attorney General was there to begin with. But she decided to make this into a racial issue, and we'll get into that in a minute because we can kind of pin her down and show how foolish she's been. But here we go.
About police violence. I take no backseat to the history of this committee that has stood for good policing, not misconduct. And so I ask you this question. Does the Trump Justice Department seek to end systemic racism and racism in law enforcement? I just need a yes or no answer.
To the extent there is racism in any of our institutions in this country and the police, then obviously this administration will fully enforce this.
So you agree that there may be systemic racism?
To the extent, in where?
Let me continue my line of questioning.
I don't agree that there's systemic racism in the police department.
Specifically,
generally in this country.
I'm reclaiming my time, Mr. General. Specifically, do you understand the violent impact of racial profiling? And do you support the end racial profiling, racial and religious profiling in the George Floyd bill, including the removal of the strict interpretation of qualified immunity, which would leave individuals like Breonna Taylor and George Floyd without any relief at all?
No, I'm opposed to eliminating qualified immunity, and I don't agree that it would leave the victims of police misconduct.
Well, let me share with you some aspects.
Without any remedy at
all. I'm reclaiming my time. Let me
Well, she ran out of time, so they ended that. But how about the black-on-black violence, which is what most of this is? Chicago, it's blacks shooting blacks. Portland, you've got whites in there that are creating the problem because they're the millennials or the Antifas. That's who Antifa is for the most part. They drag along Black Lives Matters with them because, you know, it's like the sheeple following whoever. But what do you think about that? And then we're going to go to a caller.
Well, you know, Captain, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. If Sheila Jackson Lee is concerned, as we all are, it should be, about needless murder, needless death, she should be railing against the black-on-black crime that we have talked about at length so many different times. And again, it's the cornering of the Attorney General to say, just it's a yes or no question, you know, and then he can't even respond in any sort of fashion. Unless he simply just agrees that everything is systemic racism. But I like the way that he answered it. To the extent that there is, of course, the administration would want to enforce the laws. And in other words, he was being reasonable.
Right. Now let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Is this Nelson by chance up in Jasper?
It sure is, Captain. I just wanted to ask you about protecting federal property. The idea is that there was a bombing at the U.S. Capitol building just off the Senate floor on November 11, 1983. You may remember it. And the idea is this was done by Susan Rosenberg and an organization that was known as the Family. That is, it was the May 19th.
All part of the Weatherman Underground with Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn.
Exactly. And so I just wanted to, and also not only November 11th, 1983, the following year they did it again in 1984. And my question is this, how long after that 1983 event did it take to put up an outer fence, metal detectors, and lock down the Capitol building like it is now?
Well, many years, and thank you, Nelson. I don't remember him doing anything like that right away. Do you, Kyle?
No, I don't. No.
Matter of fact, I believe that they let things pretty much go back to normal. They repaired the damage, and all they did was add some more security officers at the front door, so to speak. But I do not remember them doing anything like what they've done now. What they've done now, they've had to because of the nature of the beast they're dealing with. And it is a beast. This Antifa group that has got a few instigators and agitators in the Black Lives Matter, but it's the Antifa group for the most part that's doing this. And as they integrate and get into these groups, the federal officers, and they find out who the leaders are, they're taking the leaders off the street. This is why, oh, another undercover black no-marking vehicle came in and whisked somebody off the street. Well, they did that in New York, and we heard all about that yesterday.
Well, right, Captain. I'm glad you mentioned that, because Attorney General Barr spoke to the idea that, because he was being questioned about the idea of having probable cause to arrest people, and he did explain quite well that in some cases, if they're trying to get the leaders or those who they know are involved or have committed these kinds of crimes, and they get swarmed by many, many people in black uniforms, that is not going to work out well in the end. So they find out who these people are, and they pick them up at a later time for the crimes. And that's what's being characterized in many cases as the secret police and people disappearing off the street. That's not what it is at all. It's the same thing as when you have a pursuit, and sometimes the police will pull back from the pursuit, but they'll go to the person's house later on, they'll find out who it was, and they'll arrest them for evading so that they don't endanger the public.
Well, now I'm going to make a statement before we go to our next caller. I believe that what's going on in Seattle and what's going on in Portland is going to come back to squarely bite the Democrats in the butt and Joe Biden, because it's obvious to see that these Democratic mayors and these Democratic governors do not want to enforce the law. Let's go over to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Ralph from Kentucky.
Yeah, the colonel. What's up?
Hey, well, you know, the cops can't do their job because they're scared to do them. And
only in states where they have an administration that won't let them do their job. Our state down here, they're not afraid to do their job.
Well, I'm just saying around, you know, I mean, I've got a friend that is a police officer, and because of the corona and everything, he really won't stop anyone. And, you know, I mean, we've all been cooped up like a bunch of chickens or something.
Well, you are, we're not.
Well, okay.
You know what you need to do? Vote the bums out. You got to get rid of these people that the people, somebody voted these people into power. So you have to take November and vote these people the hell out of office.
Listen, I'm a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big fan of President Trump.
And okay, you got to make it quick. We're going to run out of time.
I'm sorry, sir. But Lucy and I approve of this message.
All right, thank you. And, you know, that's the problem, folks. You voted these people in, Kyle, and they got to vote them the hell out come November.
That's right. Show up at the ballot box, whatever you need to do. That's
get rid of them. Get rid of the people that are creating the problem. These Democratic-run cities where the councils are all in bed with the mayor and the governor and all that, vote them out. And if they're not up for election, hey, start a recall like Tom DelVaccaro did in California. Recall the governor.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because eventually, the businesses in your town, they will leave. The good jobs will leave. You'll be left
only. They're already leaving.
Yeah, you'll be left only with the so-called mostly peaceful protesters.
Yep, and then you'll be there in California when California falls off into the sea, right? Although you're leaving.
All right, hold
that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And that's the only answer you have. That's the only recourse. You have to vote these bums out of office. Show up in November, vote, and get rid of them. Get rid of them. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. We want to thank our friends up in Kentucky that have been chiming in, as well as on the Facebook page and on the Messenger here in the chat room. We appreciate you very much. Now, you won't have to contend with what we are going to be looking at next week. I'll get into all that as the tropics are flaring up again. And I want to tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch on the Third Watch. You'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. If you got one of those Flying J cups, you can even make it a free cold drink. And we're going to get started. We're going to rock. Here we go. I think, here we go. maybe not. Okay. Oh, I see what it is. Here we go. AC/DC, and everybody knows that song. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, and that's what we're doing is rocking and rolling. Truckers going up and down the highway, and we're doing it here in the radio station. Now, a tropical system is going to impact Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands tonight, so our audience is listening to us down there on AM 1000. Pay attention, because you're going to be getting heavy rain, you're going to be getting some surf, you're going to get some form of wind. Now, we do know that this should already be a tropical storm because the winds are at 45 miles an hour. We'll get to all that in a second. But heavy rain with the system could produce flash flooding and mudslides. Please be careful. Now, heavy rain will also be possible in the middle Mississippi Valley and North Plains, with excessive heat continuing across the interior Northwest and down there in California, Arizona, and parts of Nevada. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, out west, we're still monitoring some fires that are going on, especially in the Northern California, Southern Oregon area. And this is in the area of Klamath Falls as you're traveling up Highway 97, I believe. And this is part of what's called the July complex of fires, which includes the Allen Fire, the Dalton Fire. But the Caldwell Fire is currently burning approximately 68,000 acres. It's got 0% containment as of Tuesday morning. And this smoke is contributing, of course, to bad air quality in that area of Klamath Falls. And especially if you're driving along Highway 97, you might encounter a lot of that smoke there. But we do have, of course, excessive heat warnings all throughout the Northwest. We've got excessive heat warnings through most of central Washington, also bleeding over into Montana as well. And also, we have maybe some thunderstorms brewing in the northwest area, but despite the idea that there could be rain, the fire risk actually can go up because lightning can spark these fires that they're worried about. So you got to be careful all throughout central Oregon, also central Washington, and again over into western Montana. Also, we've got heat warnings for Las Vegas, in that whole area. Most of the California desert, of course, in Southern California, going down through Phoenix, also into Tucson, excessive heat warnings, also air quality alert around Phoenix. There may also be some monsoonal moisture, as I recall, but the heat, of course, is really the thing to watch out for.
Okay, now, around Rapid City, South Dakota, on down south into the southwestern part of South Dakota, you've got rain tonight, you've got some flash flood watches and warnings, you've got an area in central South Dakota tonight where you have an active system right now, which is also producing flash floods and warnings at the moment, right there, right now. And in Oklahoma and Arkansas, along I-40 from Oklahoma City East all the way over into Fort Smith at the moment, you've got rain. It's still raining there. It's been raining for 2 days now. You've got rain all the way down 35 to the Texas line. You've got rain up 544 east of Tulsa right there to the Missouri line. And that's just kind of hanging in there. It's been staying in that one area. It's still there. Way down below in Brownsville, Texas, and around Harlingen, you've still got rain in that area, too, with flood watches and warnings lingering from Hannah, which has gone into Mexico. It's still a tropical depression, believe it or not, but that's where it is. And you've got some inclement foul weather, poor air advisory, if you will, in the central western part of Ohio, right along the Indiana border. That would be I-70 right there. So that would be around Dayton is where you've got some bad weather. Now, Kyle, I got to talk about this storm that's out there, because we have a potential tropical storm, should already be. It has sustained winds of 45 miles an hour with higher gusts. Now, this system right now, it's got heavy rainfall, gusty winds. It's affecting the Lesser Antilles. Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic will start to be feeling it, too. Location right now is 14.9 degrees west, 60.3 degrees 14.9 degrees north and 60.3 degrees west. About 50 miles south, east northeast of Martinique. It's about 450 miles, east southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, but it's starting to build up in size. The, minimum central pressure is down. It's been dropping down to 1,006 millibars. It looks like it's going to fire up some more today. They'll be flying a hurricane hunter into it this morning, where it will be declared a tropical storm at the very least. And interests that are in Puerto Rico, Vieques, Culebra, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands, Antigua, Barbuda, Montserrat, St. Kitts, Nevis, and Antiquia, as well as Guadalupe, Martinique, St. Martin, and St. Bartholomew, Dominica, the Dominican Republic, all areas where our signal is being heard down there on AM 1000. You need to pay attention. And again, flash flooding, mudslides is all possible. Now, there's a tropical storm warning in for those areas I just mentioned, so start adhering to the pardon me, precautions right now, right?
Absolutely, Captain. And, of course, once this continues to move, if it depending on the track, it may have very little to really stop its windup, basically, as it heads towards the continental United States.
Well, Florida's in a cone of uncertainty. There is a 90% chance of formation over the next 48 hours, over the next 5 days. That's also at 90%. Tropical force winds extend outward 230 miles from the center of this storm. So this is starting to become a very large storm. It's not that well organized yet, but it probably is going to be. And that means that wherever it winds up going, and again, the cone of uncertainty, you can see it by going over to the National Hurricane Center. The cone of uncertainty has Florida right in the middle of all of it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, and again, but those who are in the path right now, as you mentioned, pay attention and be ready. Absolutely.
Yep, and I'm looking at this cone right now. As a matter of fact, I got it posted on my Facebook page. It's so big. And by the way, they're calling it a tropical storm still. It's going to be, it looks like the center is going to be on the right side of Cuba, which means it could go up the east side of the United States and skirt Florida, or it could come to Florida. So we don't know yet, and we're talking about perhaps Sunday night, Monday morning, somewhere in there. All right, Kyle. Hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to the top of the hour news break. This is the Captain's America, and we are broadcasting all across the country as well as all around the Caribbean, which is why you hear us talking about the bad weather down there, because we have an audience down there. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Stelara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.